Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud, Chulin Pei Ches, Chulin 88a, pagination is 175. We'll start at the Mishnah, just below midway on the page, towards the middle of a line. Bame mechasin uvama ein mechasin. What kind of materials can be used for the mitzvah of kisui hadam, covering the blood of a chaya or an oaf? After Shechita, and what cannot be used to cover the blood. So the Mishnah explains, Mechasin bezevel hadak, you can use dung that is fine. Uvechol hadak, sand that's fine. Besid, lime. Uvecharsis, a clay or a pottery. Uvalavena, brick, of a magufa, earthenware cover, of a barrel, shekoshan, if you crushed it, so that it's fine. Aval ein mechasin, but you would not be able to cover the blood. Lo bezevel hagas, if the dung is thick. Velo bechol hagas, or the sand is thick. Velo balavena, of a magufa, shelo koshan, or a brick, or an earthenware cover, of a barrel that were not crushed. And you can't simply cover the blood with a vessel and call it covered. It has to be covered with something that's comparable to dirt. This, by the way, is an interesting topic to expand upon regarding burial of a person, which is supposed to be done with earth. And in contemporary times, people come up with all kinds of other solutions that are not using dirt. Just covering the body with a vessel doesn't constitute burial. Kalal Omer Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said a rule, which is to elucidate and to summarize, not to argue. Dover shemigado bot simochim mechasin bo. If it's something that can sustain seeds, they should live, they should grow, so then that's something that's comparable to earth and you could use it to cover the blood. But if it's not something that sustains growth of plants, then you can't use it for covering. The word is be'ofar. In dirt. It's got to be comparable to dirt. Let's skip into the Gemara, five lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan we learned, and we see something amazing about how drushas work. Understanding a pasuk, not everything is necessarily written clearly, but if a person got a head on their shoulders and some background in being a Torah scholar, then they can appreciate, and a more advanced Talmudic scholar could actually be the one to originate the interpretation of a pasuk. Tanu Rabbana we learned, v'chisehu, you should cover the blood, yocha yichasenu ba'avonim, I would think you could cover it with stones, just put some stones over it, or yichapel lavazakli, or cover it with a vessel, Talmud lomar ba'ofer, it has to be dirt. But when it says it should be dirt, whole list of other things that if they're ground finely, how do I know that those indeed are included? Specifically, we recognize some things from the Mishnah. The dung that's ground, the sand that's ground, an example of stones that are ground. Going on to Amud Beis in the Odeshel Charoshim, Dako Vesid Vecharsis Levana Megufa Shekoshan, earthenware cover that's crushed, Tamalova Vechiseyu. Those are all included because the Pasuk also says Vechiseyu, which comes to be Marbe, other types of coverings. You should cover it. Yochol shani marbaf zevel hagas. So if it comes to include things, maybe I should even go to the dung that's thick, v'chol hagas, and the sand that's thick. Usachikas klematchis, and I could grind metal. Ulaveno Magufa Shalokashan, and a brick, an earthenware cover that were not crushed. Meaning, let's go broad if you're allowed to include things because it says Vichiseyu, just cover it. Tamaloma Ba'afar. Oh, it says with dirt. So it's got to be with dirt. And here's the critical part. Umar Ra'is. And what did you see? What guided you to know that you should include certain things because of Vichiseyu? Cover it. Whatever it takes, it's fine. And which things are you supposed to exclude? Because it says Ba'afar. Oh, it has to be dirt. Umar Ra'is. How did you know how to apply those two words? Larabos aselu, lotzi aselu, to include these and to exclude those. And the Gemara answers, acha sheribakos of umiyet, being that the pasuk went ahead and told you one word that's more inclusive and one word which is less inclusive. So I know that I have to draw the line somewhere. Marba ani aselu shein min afar, so then I'm going to include the things that are similar to dirt. And I'm going to exclude the things that are not similar to dirt. And that is a license that was given to the Talmud, to the early generations, in the words of the Chazon Ish in Yoredeya, when he discusses Treifus, he says that it has to happen during the years of Torah, the Shnei Alfei Torah. These things were analyzed and codified. That's, for example, how we know that a mikvah is memsah. The chachamim were mishaer. They assessed how much water is needed to cover a person. So Chazal saw a miut and a ribuy in the pasuk, and they identified which materials are included and which are excluded. This requires, of course, a great proficiency, not only in the psukim and how to darshan the psukim, but also in creation, to know which things should be included because they're similar to afar. Just to add in one more thought, there's a special drasha based on a pasuk that gold counts as afar, as dirt. And therefore, the Gemara, just about midway on the page, maybe a drop below, tells us, Hayamahalich Bamidbar, if a person's going in the desert, Ve'ein lo afar lechasos, and he doesn't have access to dirt in order to cover the blood, he's going wherever he's going, he doesn't have dirt, Sochek dinner zahav, he could grind down a golden coin, or mechasa, and use it to cover the blood. Guy is a merchant, he's traveling with money, he wants to be able to eat meat, wants to do the mitzvah properly, so he'll shecht the animal, and he'll cover it with this gold dust. Hayamalech basfina, another example, he's on a ship, ve'en lo afar lechasos, and he doesn't have dirt to cover the blood. Sorif taliso, he could burn his garment, whatever garment he chooses, he could burn it, umechasa, and then with that ash, he could cover the blood. And this is because afer, ash, is also called afar, dirt, and therefore it's interchangeable and it works. And regarding gold, that's learned from a pasuk that gold qualifies as dirt. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.